Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Because the stranger the person is do not mean they don't want success. Because today people are so fucking strange. I mean, I don't understand this shit. Now, you know, I'm being personal when I say this, because this little relationship I'm in, there's several things that's not up to par for me. Now, I could either cause a situation to where I gotta put this motherfucking bitch out, or I can understand that I'm a very impatient motherfucker. And if a motherfucker don't see what's obvious to me, then I shouldn't fuck with him. But at the same time, something's got to change, either from what I'm thinking or accepting or something, because in the end, time is going on. Shit, motherfucker, I don't care what you think or what some other motherfucker think. I don't want to be no 70-year-old motherfucker without no bitch. I just don't. I ain't saying I can't be. I'm just saying my preference is not that. So, people are so strange today that they just don't even see what's obvious. Okay, I have a question that I want to ask. Maybe two. But the first question is, who better to learn something from than the motherfucker who wants to teach it? I know you ain't gonna answer. You guys don't give a fuck. I'll be trying to interact with you, but you don't give a fuck. You just want to sit there and you want to hear me tell you shit. That's why my shit be jumbled like a motherfucker. You ain't no fucker just listening to me tell you shit. Let me ask you the second question. Why can't that fucking teacher be me? You ain't gonna answer that either. I mean, what I'm doing at SWU, what I try to offer as far as when new semesters come, it's not unique. All schools do it. They want to recruit. But see, they don't give you deals. They just want to recruit and promote their schools. But see, what I have to offer, what SWU is offering, is such a deal that they banned me from putting any details up. Because they say, if I just say, come to SWU, woo, 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 like they say, come to wherever, that's equal. But if I put the details about, you know, where I'm coming from as far as SWU, I have to sacrifice, you know, some shit that's very important to me. So all I can tell you is that 10 lucky potential new students for my October semester will be able to save $650. So you would really only be needing to spend $700 for the full program. And hold on, 973, what's up? The full program and SWU. What's up, 973?
OG Bud, Digital Dynamite. What's going on, baby?
Ain't nothing. What's happening with you?
Ain't shit, man. I hear you provoking the chat room with that question. I ain't no scary ass nigga. So I'm going to call in and holler at my man.
Well, come on and say what you got to say, man.
Let's get it, baby. So the question was, you asked, why is it? Well, the second question is, why can't it be you? First question is, why can't you be the one, or the differences between somebody who wants to teach and somebody who really just teaching, I guess, to collect the check?
Stop. The first question is, who is better to learn something from? A person.
To learn something from.
Can you be quiet? A person that wants to teach it to you? Or someone that you whatever? What I'm saying is, what's your answer to that question?
The person who wants to teach it.
Now, why is that? Can you please be quiet and try to go along with what I'm doing? Why the fuck do you believe that?
I believe that because the person that wants to teach and you can willingly learn from has the passion that wants to teach. He is the difference. He'll go out his way more. He'll go out his way to work with you.
Listen. Conversation. Do you know what succinct means?
To think, yes.
No, not to think. I said succinct.
Succinct?
Succinct. S-U-C-C-I-N-C-T.
Succinct? I don't know. I forgot.
No, you don't know what it means. You're willing to guess, but you don't know what it means, do you?
No, I'm being honest. I forgot.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, you're being honest. The question was, do you know what succinct means? The honest answer is no.
Absolutely.
Right
no,
or wrong? Okay, what I'm saying is, that's one way motherfuckers like you lie to themselves. They know goddamn well what the truth is, but they will say something else. Succinct is when you're saying whatever you're saying, and you got like three different points to make, and instead of explaining all three of them individually, you figure out a way to make all three of them make the same point with one statement, or, you know, one statement that may have a paragraph or two. But I'm saying that's succinct. So what I'm saying is, when you're talking, you don't care about being succinct. You want to talk about, if it's 30 peripheral things to talk about, you want to make sure you cover all 30 of them. So you're going to open your mouth, maybe not in detail about this one or that one, but you're certainly going to hit on all of them. And what I'm saying is, that is an absolute sign of weakness. Do you agree or not?
I can agree.
Why do you agree?
Well, the way you broke it down, I should be straightforward. You ask me a simple question, I should give you a simple answer. If I don't know, no is no. Yes is yes. I should know better.
Listen, bro. Do you see how simple that was for you to break down to understand?
Yes.
That's critical thinking. If you think shit through, you're going to be able to see what the fuck you should do. There is no question that you can think of that you don't already have part of the answer to. Maybe not all of it. But you got part of the answer. And that part should make you not have to ask the question. That part should make you search for the answer. So that when it comes to that question, instead of asking a question, you make a statement. You know, man, I wonder, bro, Rosewood, can you tell me how you, you know, get a woman to really deal with what, you know, you want her to deal with? You know? And then another way is to say, Rosewood, man, look, I was that baby. I wanted her you know, to like be the kind of woman to cook my dinner, whatever. And you know what I did, man? And he tells me what he did. And then he tells me the result he got, which is what he wanted. See, those are different situations, bro. And those situations is about the individual. Generally,
can I ask you a question?
Sure, man. Don't ask me no shit like that.
Well, I know how you quick to pull that, that trick on everybody. I'm like... Let me say, do you think it's something to do with being lazy, though, as far as how to come across with your
words? Yes, it's got hell shit to do with being lazy. Why do you think, hey, listen to me, bro. Do you Google?
Yes.
Why do you think you Google? Because
Google
you don't
want
to do whatever it takes to find the answer. You gonna bullshit me and tell me whatever the fuck you want to tell me about why you Google, but the reason is you don't want to do shit that take what it takes to find the answer. So since you know Google generally answers everything you could possibly think of, and ask Google.
Right.
Yeah, but what's that, man?
No, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree with you, Rosebud, but at a time that we're living in now,
But do you think the times we living in, as far as changing, only started changing now?
Not
what about in 1900 when times were changing? 1900, when that motherfucker knew what we know in 2021. Now one of them motherfuckers ever thought of what the fuck we think about. So what I'm saying is this, in 1900 there was a way to be a man. And in 1900, all the motherfuckers that was going to be men did whatever version of whatever the fuck they thought it was to be a man. In 2021, motherfuckers don't even know what it is to be a man. They so fucking confused that they don't even think about what it is to be a man. They never consider their thoughts as opposed to how it goes along with being a man. They're more concerned in 2021 with political correctness, which means you have absolutely no fucking opinion.
Right.
Political correctness means any and everything is okay. Now, in life, any and everything is okay. But when you talking about something you talking about, you better be specific. Because there is only whatever it is. Okay. So what I'm talking about is being a motherfucking man. And I ain't trying to, you know, hear all the definitions of being a male, a 21st century male. A man is a motherfucker that got responsibilities. A man is a motherfucker that handled those responsibilities. A man is a motherfucker that need advice. He'll seek it, but he sure ain't gonna ask no motherfucking questions. He gonna know that men like to speak to men. And when you're speaking to a boy, men like to, you know, explain when you say, how do you do this? You're speaking to a boy. So you tell him, well, man, you do it like this. But when you're speaking to a man, the last thing you want to hear is this motherfucker say, how do you do this? Because men don't do that. Men say, man, I was doing this, you know, and I was doing that, and I was trying to get this to happen. And the shit just ended up like this. That's That's asking, how would you do this? But instead of being a punk, just asking something, you showing the motherfucker that you talking to that you deserve his information because you put it in a situation that made him have to speak up. You motherfuckers don't know. That is game.
Mm.
You hearing from all these fucking asshole motherfuckers talking about what game is? That is not game. Bro, game is how you take what you know and earn a living from it.
Mm.
Game ain't how you explain to some sucker, some white boy that don't know shit, some nigga that don't know shit, oh yeah, you gotta do it like this, man, so you can have game. Man,
right,
come on.
Right.
That ain't game.
Not at all.
Game is knowing what you're doing and what effect it's going to have on who you doing it to.
Mr. Rosebud, I respect everything that you're saying. You're going hard. Now, with you saying that, I have to go ahead and say I've always had a respect for gentlemen that were older than me. So if I came across asking you a question, that just came from a place of endearment, knowing that you're...
Bro, stop that shit. I ain't no punk. You didn't do none of that goddamn shit you talking about. You asked a real question, and I got real.
Right. Absolutely. I'm just letting
you
know what I'm
talking about. Yeah, you ain't doing nothing wrong, man. Otherwise, if I did this, if I... Nigga, you ain't got to say that shit to me. You ain't did shit.
I'm mad.
You understand?
I just appreciate you when you drop them bolos, man. I love hearing it, and I can. Hey, if I'm going to dish it to these kids, I got to be able to take it from my OGs, you know. So
hey, bro, OGs. As far as that go, you right in what you're saying, but you got to be very cautious in applying that shit because these motherfuckers, because they older than you, been down before you. Some of them motherfuckers is full of shit. Most. Damn near the majority of them is full of shit. You don't got OGs like we used to. This motherfucking OG, when I was a kid, used to be a junkie. But that motherfucker is saying some really OG shit to me. Nigga, take your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So take your motherfucking ass and woo, woo, woo. You know, slap you upside the back of your head. Nigga, get out of here. You know, he's
a junkie. You had respect for him, though, right?
Bro, you got respect for him because he ain't letting you just be there.
Mm-hmm.
If he letting you just be there, you ain't going to have any respect for him. But all you going to do is join that environment.
Real talk.
Hey, if that motherfucker slapping you upside the head, get your punk ass out of here, motherfucker, and go to school. He making you make choices.
Even when you know he was out there doing some bullshit.
He knows he made his choice, but he's not trying to make his choice your choice.
Right.
He's trying to show you, man, I ain't saying I'm fucked up, and I ain't finna stop what I'm doing, but your little black ass, you ain't finna come up here and start doing this shit.
Mm.
He ain't gonna say, unless that's what you wanna do. Because if he say
that's
that...
That's so real.
Hey, if he's saying that, he inviting that kid in that environment. But if he say, you can't come up here, motherfucker, and he knows that's what he means, well, unless you want to, motherfucker, that little kid going to take his ass and go to school. That little kid is going to remember that junkie as one of the motherfuckers that put him on the path to being right. And he ain't going to think less of that junkie than he thinks of his mentor. Because both of them woke his ass up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so rare.
You feel me,
I still remember the junkies around me.
But you feel me? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Because I still remember the junkies that used to check me. And I used to look at them like, you know, you doing this, doing that. But I still felt that they were trying to keep me from a bigger problem. Always felt that.
Well, you
and
was right.
I still remember them.
You was right. And they were. They was trying to keep you from the bigger problem. And what I'm saying is, that's why you can't choose who your information comes from. Your information
mm-hmm.
can come from a bum. Or your information can come from a studious person. The challenge or the reality of life, when you don't look at the messenger, you only receive
right.
the message. I'm just saying, bro.
Yo, this dude on fire today, yo. Oh, my God. But you
let me get on, man. I love you, man. The shit is, you stay on, I might have a reward for you. Check this out, you motherfuckers. I'm really serious. The promotion that I'm doing as far as Sidewalk Universe is for my fifth year anniversary. I'm so goddamn proud of the progress that, you know, I've made with Sidewalk Universe. And I wanted to give you guys all the details. But for fear of overwhelming response, I've been limited to 10. So if you've ever been interested in dealing with SWU, now is the time, because you're going to get a deal as you can't believe. Now, what my job? What is your job, Rosebud? My job is to live, and as I do, I must go out daily and expose the ladies to my charm, like they're supposed to be. They're impressed with the way I speak and carry myself. My attitude is just right, 25% arrogance and 75% confidence. Now, as I guide them through my conversation, I make sure they end up in a sitting position. Because when I get ready to tell them that I'm leaving, they trip. So I have to make sure they're in a sitting position, because if I don't make sure they're sitting, I may get sued. And I may get sued because my conversation is known to knock motherfucking women off their feet. Ha! See, this is conversation, fellas. This is how you hold a motherfucking bitch. Using what I just used. And for those of you that see it, kudos. For those of you that were entertained, kudos. Because what I'm saying is this, fellas. Oh, shit. This is fucking business. From somewhere. And he's going to ask me about pizza. I don't have it, bro, but I'm going to put you on because I ain't scared of your punk ass.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Yo, what's up, man? I just wanted to say I've been following you for a minute now. I appreciate you, man. Obviously, your advice has helped me a lot. And I started my own pizza hut now. And the business is kind of booming.
Bro, let me ask you a question. And I want you to be honest. Aren't you the dude that's been talking about pizza?
Which guy?
Okay, you're not him?
No, man. I've been following you for a while.
All right, bro. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I've been having a character calling me, acting like he's ordering pizza. And I thought you were him, so I apologize for saying what I said to you. Let's start over. You've been listening to me for a while, and you appreciate it. And what else did you want to say? Are you there, bro?
I just wanted to give... Yeah, hello?
Go ahead.
Can you hear?
I
just appreciate your advice, man. It's helping you, a lot of people out there. And obviously, like, from looking at your business advice, I've started my own pizza shop.
Hey, bro, let me ask you something, man. What country are you calling from?
I'm calling from England, man. I'm calling from London.
You calling from London?
Yeah, I'm calling from London, man. And your advice helped me a lot. And recently, I just started my own like pizza joint, and like business is like booming, man. So I just wanted to appreciate you, and like show you my appreciation.
Hey, thank you very much, man. And I apologize for, you know, mistaking you for somebody else, but I just thought you were, man. But listen, man, not only you, but anybody can benefit from applying what I say to their goals. What I'm talking about is not just talking to women. If you take what I'm talking about and you apply it to talking to women, once you really understand what you've applied, you can apply it to any conversation you have with any entity, a job interview, some motherfucker you trying to show that you can fucking do whatever job, you know. It's not about women, bro. It's about confidence in what you say. And I appreciate what you just said, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries, man. I appreciate you. And let you know, because opening up a pizza shop has been a dream of mine, but obviously I didn't have the confidence to know, to believe in myself. And listening to you, watching you, has helped me to know, realize my potential, and... You know, I started believing in myself, and like my pizza shop is like the best pizza shop in London right now. So I appreciate that, man.
Hey, man, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. Send me some of that pizza, man.
Yeah, man. If you ever come down to London, or if I come down there, obviously I'm gonna give you some pizza. You know what I mean?
Hey, for sure, bro. Thanks very much, man. Hey, see, every so often I tell you about conquests that I make. But what I don't tell you, I don't really tell you about this, is how many times those motherfuckers think I'm a fucking trick. Now, of course, I see myself as the image that I portray to you. But the reality is, when a lot of the fly-ass bitches I see me, and we speak immediately, they see their next few months' bills being paid. Now, why do they see that? Because they see an older man coming off like a gentleman, who don't seem to be on a budget, who's not boring, certainly ain't boring them with old people's stories. And I'm saying, think about this, fellas. What does that do to her thinking? She thinks, jackpot! She then proceeds to be alluring, and she try to play me into a sexual situation. And this situation is where she can, you know, ask me for some money. Now, way before I let them get to that point, telling, baby. I could recognize shit from sugar. And unlike a dog, I could do it on sight. And the bitch say, huh? And I say, baby, I don't have to put my nose in some shit the way dogs do to know that it's not for me. Now, when you say some shit, God damn it, excuse me, hold on one second. That hiccup is a way to let me know that I'm giving y'all something that I really shouldn't be giving. Because every once in a while when I'm spilling some shit, I get the fucking hiccups. But I'm going to give y'all this. Me telling her that, do you know what it does for her? It allows her to back away from me. Or risk being smashed by a real motherfucker. And I'm ready for either. And what I'm saying is, this keeps me ahead of the game. And you know, I notice, you know, I don't care, but I notice a lot of stuff from my school has come along, different threads. You know, when I look at the homepage and, you know, that page, I see shit I'd rather not come on. But I guess it's because my group shit comes to that page. Because the reason I would rather it didn't do it is because it's for private students. And I hardly had, you know, never looked at that page, but something told me to check it out, and I saw a lot of SW shit. But since you don't really know what goes on at SWU, I'm fine. It's like everything else you guys do. You get a small part of it, and you think that from this you know the whole thing. And you act like you cool. You're wrong. But it's cool with me. It is cool with me. Because I owe all that I am to my father and my mother. Clinton and Lena Dixon, Lena Mae Dixon Sr. Because my mother installed in me, or not only me, us, to believe in something and to believe in it fanatically. For her, it was religion. And me, it's the game. My father drilled into all of us, and the only thing you can't do is the thing you haven't thought of. Now, what I'm saying is, that means you could do anything that you think of. Shit. If you could think of it, you can do it. I can hear him now. God ain't gonna let you think of something you can't do. I can hear him telling me, use your head, boy. You ain't got the sense you was born with. You know you born with no sense. You gotta discover everything. See, a lot of weak people would think that's a horrible way to speak to children. But out of 12 brothers and sisters, I am doing the worst. I'm doing the worst, and I live well. I have giant businessmen and women in my family. And we all heard shit like, you ain't worth the salt that go in your bread. And you know it's only a pinch of salt. You know what it did for us? It made each and every one of us want to be worth more than the salt that goes in our bread. The truth hurts, but it's best to hear it loudly from somebody who cares deeply for you, like my parents. I love my mom and pop. And then I hear, Rosebud, why do you talk so much shit? I know I talk a lot of shit, and sometimes, you know, some of you motherfuckers ask me, what good is it? And I'm going to tell you, it helps you understand what I'm saying. But I can tell you, I know you don't understand. I talk shit because I know the value in talking shit. What are some of the values of talking shit, Rosebud? I never run out of things to say. Talking shit sells shit. Talking shit catches bitches. Talking shit gets you out of hairy situations. Talking shit allows you to walk into the lion's den where they're having a roast and you can chime right in. Talking shit keeps you from falling asleep without talking shit. Talking shit helps you fuck the dog shit out of your woman. Talking shit makes it where you don't have to say nothing and still be understood. Talking shit can get you out of a speeding ticket. In all the tickets I've gotten in my life, I ain't never talked my way out of getting one. But that don't stop shit. Talking shit will help you ride down the freeway and catch a bitch driving by speeding on the way to who knows where. Talking shit will help you speak to the minister with respect when he asks you why you were not in church. I mean, need I continue? Because I can. But the absolute biggest value in talking shit is that you can talk it. Now here's another prediction. I'll bet you want to believe in my confidence course more than ever before. I know I believed in the course, and that belief propelled me to get a 4.0 in my motherfucking teaching and learning master's program. That's some educational material. So, isn't that square enough for your motherfucking ass to dismiss the idea that my confidence course is only for dudes trying to become pimps? So my prediction is this. You'll come around, motherfucker. The reason you motherfuckers in the game today are not succeeding is, you know, you don't have faith in the game. You all are worried about what you're going to do when you get older. We all worried about that shit, too. But we had a confidence in the game that could not be shaken because we firmly believed that the game was going to take care of us in the old age. We all have heard the saying, be good to the game and the game will be good to you. But that's not a saying. That's a fact. And when stated, a motherfucker statement that has already experienced it, and these statements and some people go through some changes and some fuckers overhear it, it turns into be good to the game and the game will be good to you, a saying. At times it's hard for me to find motivation. Because like now, you motherfuckers ain't gonna call when I talk about serious shit. You ain't gonna call in to say shit, to add to what I'm saying, to give me something else to talk. You're just gonna sit up and let what I'm saying be it. A lot of things just simply don't excite me. No, come on, man. As soon as I say that, I get calls. Come on, motherfuckers. 202, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? How you doing, OG?
I'm good, man. What about you?
Man, I'm good. I just wanted to capitalize off of your talking shit point. I used your talking shit method to get into my master's program. Like, I just wanted to give you props. You know what I mean? I appreciate you.
Stop. Stop. Wait. Okay. What do you mean by you use my talking shit philosophy to get in your master's program? And what kind of master's program is it?
Yeah, yes, sir. It's a master's of business, and talking shit to me means just having the confidence to talk about your skills and your abilities. And
Stop. Listen, you guys. This motherfucker said something very important. And I don't know if you really heard it, because everything is for entertainment to you motherfuckers. This is not entertainment. This is infotainment. This is information that's delivered in an entertaining way. Because what I'm saying, bro, talking shit, as far as the way you described it, is exactly that. It doesn't
right.
mean saying all the slick shit. It doesn't mean cutting people off. It means having the confidence to state what the fuck you really think and where you coming from, the way you see it. Man.
Right. And
Wait. I want you to hit my motherfucking email, because I'm finna hit
you.
I'm finna hit you with parts 1 and 2 of my audiobook, man. When motherfuckers say real shit, I try to reward them. So I'm finna hit you with 12 hours, man, of musically scored Rosebud American Pimp and After Pimp Life. That's parts 1 and 2. Because I love what you just said, bro. You got something else
to
add?
Hey, OG. Yeah, just, you know, I just appreciate that. And I, you know, thank you for all the game you've given me, because I purchased your course about a year ago and I apply it to my everyday. You understand? So it's like an everyday. I watch your show and I catch something new. So I just appreciate you for that.
Hey, man, do you know why you catch something new?
I do. It's because it's like we speak in a different language that some people think this is entertainment, and that's cool, but it's like this real game, and it's like if you sharp enough to catch it, you're going to really get some life jewels out here.
God damn it, man. Make sure you hit me, askrosebud@gmail.com.
Hey, man, my name's Taylor, bro. I'm going to hit you with my name and let you know.
Hey, wait, stop. We can't do it like that. You got to hit me with your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number so I'll know it's you.
All right, that's no problem at all. I got you.
All right, man, for sure. I love what you were saying, man. See, the thing is this. You know, the thing is, you know. We all worried. I'm talking about when I say we. Some of the pimp niggas I know, we all worried about, you know, what we was going to do when we got old. I mean, we really tripped about it. But when we did, we'd be at the round table, man. Niggas going, woo, woo, woo. Yeah, man, but this game going to take care of a nigga. Man, but this, you know, how you going to believe that shit? Well, if you don't believe it, how are you going to catch hoes? What I'm saying is this. I hate to use this analogy, but it's like religion. You don't see God, but you know he's there. You don't ask for him to help you, but when something happens good for you, you know it was God. I mean, the thing is, we wanted, and we did, we believed in the game, and we believed it would take care of us in our old age. At times, you know, like I said earlier, it's hard for me to find motivation. A lot of things don't excite me no more, but this, I mean, many of you know me as the star of that American Gem documentary. And, you know, it ignited a flame. You know I'm a retired pimp. You know I got a master's degree in teaching and learning with technology. You know I wanted to become a teacher. Now, as I sit here, I think to myself, I have thought about being a teacher for a long time, but I never took the steps to do so until 5 years ago. Well, I take that back. 10 years ago when I got my fucking master's. But they forbade me to do it because of some shit I did 35 years earlier. A felony. But I had gotten the experience. I did everything that, you know, to be a teacher, but they wouldn't let me do it. But what I'm saying, after going through the steps, and after you watching me go through the steps, the rejections, all that shit, I'm now motivated, or I got motivated to further my education. The point is, no matter what your fucking background, no matter how old you are, you can always live your dreams. And I salute you, Mr. Fucking Rosebud. You make me proud as a black man. What I'm saying is, the last time I was in L.A., I didn't do shit. I picked up Bernard, and we went to an interview that I did with Tommy Sotomayor. You know, I hope I spelled his name right when I wrote about it, but me and B, you know, we went to the Roosevelt Apartments on 7th Street. And that those interviews need to go over 4 hours. That motherfucker, who is cool. But this was a little while back. But he was one of, if not the best interview I've actually been involved with. Now, I'll keep you posted, let you know what's going on with that shit. But to me, the journey that I'm on, I said, you know, you should get something from it because you're watching things. You know, as a young motherfucker, some of you have the goal, the unmitigated goal to take what the fuck I say out, or at least what I was going to say, and turn it into something you want it to be. And I'm not really mad at that, because it's life. And English is subject to interpretation. Young black ass motherfuckers, believe me, I appreciate you. And I appreciate your answers. I appreciate your responses so much. Without even meeting you motherfuckers. Now, I was going to say this. I think this was, well, I don't know when this was, but it was a little while back. But this dude named Jamar Williams, he said this, and I quote, he said, "I notice how you utilize the game you acquired in your former street days as a pimp. And you transform the pimp mentality that you live by to a higher levels of society, a.k.a. the square world. You've shown me and those who personally know you the power of the pimp mentality truly has. It's universal. They can be used on a low gross level all the way to higher refinement level. You are shining in your age brackets where most just looking or thinking to enjoy their so-called golden years by not working and vacationing, you know, if they have the means to do so. But you're going in a whole different direction at your age. I'm sure you're going to still be doing all that fly shit like traveling and relaxing at your leisure. But what makes you stand out amongst your peers is your choice to stay young by mentally challenging and stimulating your brain with critical thinking activities. That's how I'm going to live in my existence as I age well. I don't think people really know the power of mental stimulation. It really keeps you young. You are a true inspiration to others and myself. Your career as a teacher and everything else you chose to take on will be successful. You continue to overcome great odds. Wow. P.S. You make getting an education fly. Don't you think? I mean, that shit moves me. He said, I make getting an education fly. You guys might, you know, want to turn your goddamn computers off. Because I'm about to talk so much shit, you won't be able to stand. Never. And I mean never let a black ass motherfucker like me do anything big. I remember when I bought my Rolls Royce. I blew my horn all the way down Sunset. All the way from the east side, way past Vermont, to the west side of the Dauphine. I'm talking about just blowing my motherfucking horn. and listen, I was, you know, so excited that I had bought this Rolls Royce cash, that I was speaking to the stray cats and dogs that I saw on Sunset. When I saw the police and they had the light and I'm in the light, I burnt rubber. And them motherfuckers didn't even give me a ticket. I didn't give a fuck. You know, you should know that. I didn't care one iota what the fuck somebody thought about motherfucking Rosebud did the Bells. And you want to know why? Because I can count on, you know, my mind. And my mind's going to allow me to overcome any obstacle you or anyone can put in my way. No woman, no boss, no man, nothing can stop me from doing what the fuck I want to do. I am confident. I'm confident because of what I teach at Sidewalk University. I've posted several things that dudes that graduated have achieved. And the biggest was Machete. I've been really proud of him. What is it? Oklahoma. It's not Georgia like I thought. It's Oklahoma. Head of sports. Whatever it is. I forgot. But I posted it. None of you motherfuckers out there can say, I ain't confident. I ain't a confident, bragging son of a bitch. I know that's what a lot of you think, and guess what? You motherfucking right. I can leap over tall buildings in a single bound, and when I land, I ain't gonna hurt my fucking ankles, because the game then provided me with springs and shocks. Because I'm just saying, I'm a man for any season. And with all reason in my goddamn face. The shit is in my face, and it ain't teasing me. It's pleasing me. Why I'm this way? Because I was blessed to be in a lifestyle that bucks all odds, and the majority of the motherfucking people don't make it out of that life sane or straight or not lazy. 267, what's up with you, bro?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Hey, I'm out here in Georgia trucking.
Hey, you need that motherfucking off-campus course.
Oh, yeah?
It's for truckers.
You oh, wow. See, I got, hey, I got the regular job.
You be on the road all the time. You don't be able to make the particular Zoom meeting. So I created a situation where a lot of stuff is actually personal. Not personal, but one-on-one. And you, if you're a trucker and you do it, you'll see it works the same way, man. What's happening? What question you got?
I mean, I don't really have a question, but I just wanted to call in and say thanks for what you do. About this course, real quick, since I already bought the regular course, like, is it possible to switch over to the other one, or something else got to happen?
You bought the other course. We can work
out a way
for you to get the off-campus course for much less. Much, much less.
All right.
So
and
let's
I'll hit you up on email about that. Okay.
Make sure you do, man.
Definitely.
All right.
You know what? One thing I can say that going through the course so far has uprooted some hidden gems that I already had, and it's given me a way to play those up instead of, you know, getting caught in, you know, like my friends and family's like emotional states. And I noticed, man, I would adopt those states, but it's not mine. So now with this, it keyed me in on things that I can focus on being more me instead of taking other people's energy was going to be useless for me.
Hey, that's what the course is about, is to even really just expound more on it as far as not because you're a driver, but because of the activities drivers do and the way they're on the road, truckers, mm-hmm. You need a different approach. Because the approach can be with what you do as far as your living on the road, pull over here, pull over there, gas up there, spending the night or a weekend here or there, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is there's a lot of things that were not included in that original course that the off-campus course had, because it took under consideration things that I did not take under consideration. I made for sure. Because everybody can't make the goddamn call.
Yep.
All right, man. Appreciate you, bro. So check this out, you guys. The thing about me, none of you out there can say I'm not confident. None of you out here can say that I ain't no bragging ass son of a bitch. I mean, I can actually leap over tall buildings in a single bound. No matter how tall it is, when I land, I'm not going to hurt my ankles. And the reason is because this game, this life, this knowledge I have, has provided me with springs and shocks. I'm a man for any reason, for any season. And why I'm this way is because I was blessed to be in a lifestyle that bucks all odds. And the majority, you know, the motherfuckers, they didn't, you know, they don't dope people that was in their life, or they crazy, or they dead. I attribute me living to my parents. They just taught me and molded me into a thinking machine. They never failed to put me down when I failed. And they never failed to lift me up when I needed it. Because when I succeeded, they never cared. It's what's expected. Failure is not expected. So that's going to get attention. Lifting you up when you needed it is essential. That's why they didn't do it all the time. They didn't do it all the time because it would be useless if they did it all the time. Because how many times are you going to need lifting up as a kid? You have to choose the particular time to lift your kid up with this particular thing. See, they knew the secret to success and life. They knew it was to be able to make your children thinkers. And so it is. You know, those of you who fucking, you know, watch my journey, all of you should have learned a serious lesson, because I know I have. Now, did you learn anything watching me stress? In the past 5 years, 10 years, watching me stress, I mean, and progress, but never regress? I hope you did. And you know me, I ain't with the likes, so I ain't caring about you liking my shit. But I want to know what you got, if anything, from my struggle that you witnessed on social media. I'm going to tell you what I've learned. Of course you're calling while I'm doing a goddamn video. What is it? Yes, Lena. I just don't know what is going on. I had like 3 or 4 motherfucking lines of pictures. This motherfucker. But what I'm saying is fuck likes. You know, if you get anything from my struggles, I want you to get that it is a struggle. It was a struggle. And I felt not hopeless, but overwhelmed at times. But I did it. And I'll tell you what I learned a little later. But for now, I just would like for you to tell me what you got, or what you learned, or what you appreciated about watching me struggle to get or accomplish the things that I have. And don't get me wrong. I do not think that I've arrived. I don't think of shit like that. The only thing I really think is that I work hard. I say what I'm going to do because I want to make sure people know that what you think is possible of achieving. No one's going to know you've achieved shit if you don't tell them about you trying to get it. So I'm trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with niggas. Man, I'm stacking my money, man. I'm finna get a Rolls Royce. Nigga, you ain't getting no motherfucking Rolls Royce. Oh, yeah, nigga, I'm getting a motherfucking Rolls Royce, nigga. No one believes it. Because that's what people say when they're having money. They make big claims. No one is going to judge you if you did not or do not achieve it. But what they are not thinking is that you're going to achieve it. And when you do, there go the fame. They are amazed that you did it. That's why me not only buying a Rolls Royce, but paying cash dollars for it, driving around with the pink slip in my wallet. Come on. I mean, game is game. So what I'm saying is, I hope you're gaining an appreciation for success. Because you're watching this black motherfucker succeed. I'm gone, y'all. Yeah, this is dope.